Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Now, from what we are aware, the FA announced that this game, due to the crowd trouble Ashford experienced at home against Cardiff and then at Newcastle last week, this game was to be played behind closed doors. Now, that announcement came on the 8th of November. It's now Sunday, the 11th of November. We're about half an hour away from kickoff for Ashford City versus Manchester United. And despite Ashford putting in their best efforts to block supporters for the match, it would seem they've turned up regardless.
It's so strange. It's like the opposite of a boycott.
Exactly, Billy. We're looking now at protests outside the ground from Ashford and Manchester United fans alike about their respective clubs. And if you'll just forgive our sound department, as they are currently struggling to fade out the chants being made in unison, I may add, by Ashford City and Manchester United fans. As I say, the broadcasters were not prepared for the fans, and neither were Ashford City. I'm told the ticket gates and access points are indeed locked, so protests will continue outside the stadium, it would seem, but nothing we can do about the offensive audio at this point, so we do apologise.
You know, it's actually quite nice, you know, to see the fans come together like this.
Absolutely, Billy, absolutely. I think you're right there.
You know, singing songs in harmony, joining hands, dancing together. It's actually very moving.
Yes, Billy, I couldn't agree more. Voices ringing out there, and it's one of those moments, Billy, that shows that even in adversity, football fans can unite and sing out against the common cause.
You know, you're right. You're so, so right.
I'm reminded, actually, this Remembrance Sunday of all days, of course, of the Christmas truce in the trenches.
Two sides putting differences aside and being brought together by love of their fellow man, or, you know, in this case, a sort of dismay in their respective clubs.
Very moving scenes indeed. A uniquely powerful moment for the beautiful game on this Remembrance Sunday, lest we forget. We're going to take a quick break and we will be back with the first half of Ashford City v Manchester United.
Ashford City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. With limited domestic success and growing frustration within the fan base, the new ownership have installed a five-year policy of advancements they call the offensive. As Ashford City play host to Manchester United in front of no home support, the sporting director, Chris Woody Woodall, is about to enter his third week of suspension.
Now that's for lamb when you roast it with the mint, but make sure you stir it with garlic to begin with, otherwise you won't get anywhere near as much flavour. Do you know what I mean? Now if you're doing beef, on the other hand, the garlic goes in much, much later, and you need to sort of let
the flavour... What
about lamb? What?
What about for roasting lamb?
That's what I was just saying, Richard. I was saying how to roast a bloody lamb.
Oh,
Fuck's sake, Richard, you're not listening.
Come on, Richard, for goodness sake. Listen, Richard.
Hey, where was I?
Roasting beef.
Thanks, Joel. Aye, roasting beef. You want to actually let it sit out. Actually, you don't, because in Sydney it'll fucking melt. But you want to let it sit out, that way the flavours are just going to really... Jesus Christ, the fucking ambush. Get down in the trees now. Go, go, go. Richard, get fucking move on.
Covering fire. I've got someone on my six. I've got someone on my six. He's coming up.
I've got him.
Thanks, Woody.
Don't fucking thank me. Get in the trees for cover.
Okay.
Richard, where the fuck are you?
I'm on my way. I'm coming.
Yeah, fucking move on.
God's sake, Richard.
I can see you, Richard. You're nearly there.
They're flanking him.
Richard, take cover.
I'm hit.
Richard!
No. Oh, shit. Sorry, Mum. I said sorry.
I'm going after him.
Woody, you can't. We're surrounded.
I don't care. I can't leave him behind now. Richard, lie down. Go into prone.
I am.
Right, I'm on my way. Right, take that, you fucking virgins. Fuck off, you dweebs. Come on. Say hello to my little friend. Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Woody, I can see you.
Right, I'm coming for you, buddy. I'm coming for you.
Can you survive me quick? I've got 10 seconds.
Plenty of time, Richard. Plenty of time.
Woody, 10 seconds.
All right, come on, laddie. Let's get you fixed. Right, I need you to think about that bar you told me about, all right? Me and you, sipping cocktails. This'll all be a distant memory. Can you do that for me, Richard? Can you think about that for me, mate?
Yeah. What?
I've got to
Woody,
take this.
What? Woody, got 5 seconds. Just hold out one.
Sorry, pal, it's important.
Woody, don't leave me here. Woody, no! No!
Chris Woodall, over. Oh, fuck's
Woody, hello?
Yes, hello, who is this?
It's Patrick.
Who is Patrick?
Don't be a dick, I'm just checking in.
I knew a man called Patrick once, long ago.
Oh, please, spare me the drama.
No drama here, pal.
How have you been?
Better than you can imagine, actually. Caught up on every episode of Love Island ever.
Well, that's quite something.
It's all on Netflix, you see. I think I quite like it because it's all about the backstabbing, infidelity and questionable morals.
I can see why that might appeal to you.
It reminds me of a former life, long, long ago.
God, you've been on gardening leave for 2 weeks.
I'm sorry, I've lost all concept of time since I've been banished from the Emerald City. And this Charlie Dimmock calendar's only got a certain amount of appeal.
Look, I am working on it.
Work harder, I'm losing my mind here.
Well, can't you find a neighbour to shout at or something?
Detached house, gated. I earn a fortune. I'm Howard Hughes.
Well, you live in a block of flats.
I moved.
Why?
To leave that life behind, to turn a new page, start a new chapter.
Right, you got evicted, didn't you?
But people just get so offended by physical threats these days, don't they?
You need to leave the house.
I'm sat here, right now, in my pants, on my sofa. I have to wade through a tsunami of empty Monster Munch packets just to take a piss. So what I've done is I've got a bucket and I've just left it next to the sofa so I don't have to move.
Oh, for goodness sake.
But the annoying thing is, as well, on top of that, I've run out of inventive ways to masturbate.
I was just checking in to see if you were okay. I don't need to hear this.
I've been trying those asphyxiation danger wanks that conservative MPs tend to die of.
Right, so you are okay. Good.
It's easily done, you know.
Just sit tight. Yeah, you'll get yourself back. This suspension is just a facade to show we're actively taking action. It's not a death sentence.
How's Nick getting on? I see he's updated his LinkedIn page.
Oh, he's a useless prick, but it's temporary.
He is a useless prick. I could have told you that. That's why I have him work in that multi-million-pound useless prick facility we call an academy.
He's not even a likeable prick.
Nope.
Nothing endearing at all.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, like Dennis Wise.
Oh, yes.
Or Theresa May.
Oh, yes.
Woody, can you stop that? I feel like I'm having a chat with the Churchill dog.
Why are you really calling me?
I'm checking in on my old pal and colleague. What's wrong with that? Pretty normal thing people do.
You're not normal, and you don't do sentiment. What do you need? Come on. Give this little doggy a bone.
Yeah, well, you sound pretty snowed under. What with all the danger wanks and Monster Munch, I wouldn't want to lay any more on you.
Now, you see, as much as I am dedicated to that part of my life, I can find some time to squeeze you in.
It's Ivan Lloyd.
Don't say that.
What?
Our only player that knows how to score.
I know. Listen, Southgate wants him.
Ivan's Welsh.
Yeah, well, we're all Welsh or Scottish until the England manager calls me.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, I'll speak for myself. And the Welsh.
What's the big deal?
I can't have it. Not now. Not at this time.
But you want to block it?
Just for now. I need him to be fit and I need to get him tied down to a decent contract before he goes in the FA shop window.
I told you to sort that contract months ago.
Yeah, I know.
I said he was the best player we've got.
I know, Woody.
Now, what are you going to do if Giggsy wants him?
He doesn't. Yet. Not for this window, anyway.
So he's going to start Kane and bring on Lloyd.
Fuck, I really need him to sit this out. Felix has arranged a trip to Dubai with most of the squad that are available. Ivan is key to that.
Not a team building, is it?
No, it's team demolition, ripping out the foundations and defying all planning permission to try, just try and rebuild.
Yeah, if your country comes calling, Patrick.
Well, never fucking mind all that shit. Who are you, Lord Kitchener?
I'm just saying, turning down your country might as well be illegal. It's like stealing or broadcasting a 3 p.m. kickoff. It's not allowed in England, pal.
Well, fine. I'll have to see if Nick can help me out in this situation.
Oh, you'll ask Nick, will you?
Yeah, I will.
Fine then.
Fine.
Hope he can help you out.
Me too.
Good.
Yeah, I thought so.
Because I was planning on calling Ivan anyway.
Oh, you were you?
Yeah.
And what were you planning on saying to him during this impromptu phone call?
That he's not allowed to play for England.
There's a good boy.
we go. Ivan Lloyd.
This is Ivan Lloyd's phone. Can I take a message?
Aye. The message is, this is his sporting director. Put him on the phone right fucking now.
Okay.
Hello?
Fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell the blood of an ungrateful little cunt.
Woody?
Hey, it's Woody.
What are you doing?
I'm actually just sat here playing with my Ivan Lloyd voodoo doll. Hey, you feel that, Ivan? A little tightness in your hamstring.
My hamstring?
Aye, doesn't he feel right, does it? Now, that's a shame. I'll have to call the three lions, tell each of them to fuck off as you're not feeling right.
Woody, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for me.
In what fucking way?
As in, I'm in good form. Gareth wants me. He thinks that I can
He doesn't
can
want
really...
you. He just wants to shit up Harry Kane. You're just a tease. You're just a hot girl that Gareth has taken to his ex's wedding. Means fuck all.
What?
He doesn't love you, Ivan. Get over it. Time to play hard to get.
Hard to get?
Aye. Now, what we want to do is we want to make sure that you start for England. Not go through all that rigorous training just to come off the bench on 88 minutes.
Right.
So phone your penalty-missing pal and tell him that you're grateful for his generous offer, but your hamstring just doesn't feel quite right. And if you don't, Ivan, your hamstring will go from not feeling quite right to it feeling like a sporting director of a top-flight club in Kent just put a sharp object right through it.
I don't know what to say.
Say thank you, because if you turn this down, there's a new contract waiting for you at the end of the week.
I see.
Something to think about. Hwyl ffwrdd.
What?
It's goodbye in Welsh. Fuck's sake. Sorry about that, lads. Anyone still there? Harry? Joel? Richard?
Hi, Woody. Yes, I'm still here. The other two have gone.
Ah, how you doing, Rich? All right.
Yeah, it's just the two of us. It respawns, so we don't have any respawns left.
Ah, yeah, sorry about that. Really busy.
Careful,
actually.
Careful.
Fuck me. I just nearly fell off a cliff.
I've got you.
Ah, nice one, Richard. Nice one. Thanks, pal.
Oh.
Just keep holding me. All right, I'll be 2 secs. 2 secs,
okay.
I promise. Just hold triangle. All right, I'll be 2 secs.
Okay, no problem.
Greetings.
Woody, hello.
Yes, hello. Who is this?
It's Jess.
Who is Jess?
Don't be a dick. I'm just checking in.
I knew a man called Jess once, long ago.
Fuck off and spare me the theatrics.
Nothing theatrical here, although I have been texting Bill Kenite.
How have you been?
Are you actually interested, or have you picked that line up from other humans you've come across?
I've heard other humans use it, and I'm just going along with it. Look, I need your help.
I've retired. Been at the game too long. Had to hand my badge back in.
Shut the fuck up. It's gardening leave. You've been gone 2 weeks. People have had longer shits.
Jess, please, you're putting me off my monster munch. What do you want, then?
Nick Bernardi. Ugh, Nick the prick.
The one who jumped in my grave, golden balls.
It's more like Goldilocks.
What does that mean?
It means you, me, Patrick, are the three bears, and it's time to rip that little bitch to pieces.
All right, that'll do.
No, it won't fucking do.
Okay.
I want him dead.
Is this one of your three wishes? Because you can't reverse it.
He has to go because he's a useless prick that slows everything down. He's like Lukaku on a counter-attack with his back to goal.
I've seen almond milk turn quicker.
He also called me sugar tits.
He did fucking what?
Okay, it might not have been sugar tits, but it was something along those lines.
Are you sure he just didn't call you a tit?
I want him dead.
What do you want me to do about it then? He's part of the new crowd with that other Tory you brought in.
We didn't bring in Benedict. He was forced upon us without any consent.
No means no.
Unfortunately, we have to lie back and think of England a little longer with him.
You sound like Ivan Lloyd.
Are you dealing with that, by the way?
Oh, aye. He'll be out of that England squad quicker than you can say UEFA Nations League, League A, Group 4.
Right. So, murder. Committing murder. How would I go about that?
Well, I believe first you have to ask the government nicely.
Any dirt on Nick the prick?
Why would I have dirt on Nick the prick?
You have dirt on everyone. You know where to find dirt. And I'm not just talking about you, porn.
Yeah, some of the narratives are pretty strong. It's all a bit repetitive after a while, granted, but it's, you know, it's still quite strong.
You must have something on him.
Well, of course I do. It's Nick the prick. What would you want me to do with it?
I could put you in touch with Gareth McCaskill.
From the Herald? Won't work. Hates me. I once told him I'd burn his house down and walk him down the streets of Ashwood naked on a game day.
Tell him you're prepared to leak information from the club if he publishes dirt on Nick.
Oh, wow. A leak. Snitches get stitches. What's he going to do? Make me wear a wire?
Controlled leaks, obviously. He'll lap up dirt on a prominent member of staff at Ashwood City anyway.
What if the dirt could get back to me?
Deny. You've already been suspended. You're old news. What have you got?
He likes a bet.
Ooh, interesting. Go on.
He doesn't mind a bet on Ashwood City either.
Whilst being employed by Ashwood City? What did he do?
Well, I told him that we were going to relieve Dan Watson of his duties.
He did.
So, he put a load of money on him being sacked.
Papa Booba Diop.
Then he did the same for hiring Felix.
Well, that's the end of Nick, then.
And this Gareth is going to listen to me.
Yes, yes. No, I'm texting you his number now. Just give him a call and be yourself.
When am I not?
Don't be Woody at 100%. Go 75% with this
so
one.
So, if we dish the dirt on Prick Astley, am I back? Like, back in business, back in black, back for good.
Think it would improve your chances. Call Gareth now, let's get moving on this.
Roger that, Roger Moore.
Right, back to your Danger Wanks and Monster Munch.
For fuck's sake, Patrick told you...
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Anna Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
McCaskill.
Who?
Sorry, you called me.
Hey, who is this?
It's Gareth.
Gareth who?
Gareth McCaskill.
Of course it fucking is. Chris Waddle here.
From beyond the grave. It was Halloween a few weeks ago.
It's Halloween every fucking day for me, Gareth, and I've got something here that will make it Christmas day for you.
I'm an atheist, but okay.
Hey, you're what?
I'm an atheist. Don't celebrate Christmas.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
Well, what the hell do you do instead?
Nothing. I work. Maybe relax a bit.
Fuck me, jingle fucking bellend.
Is there a reason you called? Or is this just to discredit my journalism again like you did a couple of weeks ago?
Nick Bernardi.
What about him?
I've got information on him you might be interested in.
Oh, I see what's going on here.
Tell me what you see, Gareth. Talk dirty to me.
Bernardi takes your old job, and now this.
He likes a gamble.
Well, don't we all? Welcome to Western civilization. Welcome to Eastern civilization as well, as a matter of fact.
He likes a gamble on Ashwood City inner workings.
Why should I believe you?
I got proof.
Look, I got a lifetime supply of dirt on people associated with Ashwood City. Why would I go with this one?
Do this for me, and I can feed you inside information on the club. Exclusives, you name it.
That could work.
Look, you scratch my back, I'll scratch your bollocks.
So Nick has been betting on Ashwood games?
Not games, personnel.
He didn't.
I got the text.
Of what?
Me telling Nick that Dan is for the chop, and Nick telling me a couple of days later how much money he made.
The curse of Dan Watson's strikes again.
And an even bigger sum of money on Felix Grosjean becoming the next head coach.
So, this is gross misconduct, a conflict of interest.
A conflict of interest. It's an all-out battle. It's a fucking royal rumble. It's a global war. I think it's illegal.
This is a big story. I'll consider it. I'll need to see proof.
Of course, I've got all the documents, so I'll send them over.
You said that with text.
Aye, but documents sounds better, doesn't it? Ah, sorry about that, Richard. Back again.
That's okay.
Right, okay.
Thumb's aching a bit.
Ah, Jesus, what am I doing? I've just got to make one more phone call. Sorry, pal. Look, just keep hold of me, all right? Keep hold of Triangle. I'll be 2 secs. I promise,
okay,
2 secs.
Okay, maybe just let me do this before you...
Woody, how goes it, pal?
It goes fucking shite. How goes it with you?
It goes...
I don't really give a fuck how it goes with you, Nick. I've got bigger fish to fry.
Fish? Or monster munch?
Oh, fuck's sake. Look... You heard about Sir Gareth looking to pick Ivan for the England squad, eh?
No, I thought he was Welsh.
He's about as Welsh as Ben Woodburn, David Brooks or Ashley Williams.
As in?
Not Welsh.
Oh, this is great news.
He'll certainly look good on the new sporting director if an Ashwood player gets in the England squad.
This is fantastic.
The Welsh are still sniffing around, though.
Well, they can fuck off.
That's the spirit. I can tell you were born for this role, Nick.
You think?
Oh, aye, natural. One word of advice before I disappear forever into a puff of smoke. Push through Ivan for England.
Will do. Thanks again, Woody.
Anyway, I can't stand here gossiping all day. Got another call on the line. Fuck off now.
Woody! This is gold! Absolute solid gold! It's David fucking gold!
It's not VHS pornography.
It's that good. It may as well be.
You're gonna go ahead with the story then?
Going ahead with the story? Is Bear Grylls Catholic?
I believe he is, aye.
Seriously? This is great. And we get the exclusive, right?
I'll think about it.
The Nationals will lap this up too, but it'll be a great exclusive for a regional like us.
On one condition. Remember that bullshit I said about being a leak?
Yeah, to make way.
That ain't happening anymore. You get the story and that's enough.
That wasn't the original deal.
Well, it's the deal now.
A new deal.
Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to continue making Nick try and recruit Ivan for England.
Why?
Because it's the exact opposite of what my boss wants.
So it's a sabotage on two fronts, a poor old Nick, man.
Hey, Nick's a stubborn turd. It takes a couple of flushes, pal. Anyway, look, I can't stand here gossiping all day. I must dash.
Well, I think it's safe to say it's been a bizarre afternoon here at Darley Park. Oh, without question, the football has most certainly been secondary. When you see opposing fans arm in arm fighting for their right to be heard, you cannot help but be moved. You know, they may not have been heard in the stadium today, but maybe, just maybe, they were heard in the boardrooms. You know, it can really show how football can bring people together. Powerful stuff, really powerful stuff. Anyway, fairly routine 2-0 win for Manchester United tonight. 2 second-half goals from Phil Jones, of course. And that...
Hello, who is this? What do you want?
It's Patrick. You have caller ID. You know
Patrick,
it's me.
Patrick, who is Patrick?
Oh, for fuck's sake, not all this again. Are you going to do that every time?
I knew a bloke called Patrick once, long, long ago.
Anyway, a couple of things have changed our end.
Go on.
A couple of skeletons have come tumbling out of Nick Bernardi's closet, as you might know.
I know nothing. Nobody tells me anything around here anymore.
And due to some serious accusations that will be going to the press tomorrow morning, we've had to terminate his contract immediately.
Yeah, sporting director all seems to be cursed.
Yeah, it's proving to be very similar to the Sunderland managerial job in that respect.
That's a powerful curse. Never shall it be lifted.
Anyway, I have a very special friend with me here who would like to ask you something. Go on, don't be shy.
Hi, Chris. Benedict here.
Who? Who's this?
He does this.
Due to certain revelations that have recently come to light regarding Nick Bernardi, we have reviewed the role of sporting director and a decision has been made to relieve you of your gardening leave.
Thank fuck for that. Sick to death of this greenhouse.
We'd like you to come back to work, Chris.
Would you now? Well, Benedict, have you considered me for a position in the ethics department?
Not in the slightest at all.
Fine. Sporting director it is.
Okay, that'll be all, Benedict. Off your fuck now. There's a good lad.
Okay, no problem.
Close the door behind you, firmly. I have a very closed-door approach to leadership.
Righto. Well, thanks, Patrick. Thanks, Chris. Thanks, guys. See ya. Bye-bye.
The longest goodbye. Daddy Bear has told you to fuck off.
Welcome back to the force.
Thank you for having me. How was it with Pricky Lambert?
Someone so incompetent. He's like someone from the early rounds of The Apprentice. Do you know what that prick did?
What?
He nearly got Ivan in the England squad.
I've sorted it.
You have?
Oh, aye. Ivan felt a little twinge in his hamstring, you see, so they've had to make other arrangements for a backup centre-forward.
They have?
Oh, aye.
Jeremy Glenn there confirming the departure of Joe Johnson as travel minister. Now, in sport, Wayne Rooney has made a remarkable return to the England.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Follow the club on Twitter at Ashwood City.
This show is part of the Radio Stikhanov Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.